Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, along with a myriad of other things in this world, there are certain medications that you might be taking that can make you gain weight. Just exactly what you needed, I'm sure. My guest is David Foreman. He is known as the Herbal Pharmacist. Welcome to the show, David. Let's talk about these drugs, and let's try and get through all 13 if we can.
Okay. Well, I think we could actually probably do bundling of these drugs. Probably the biggest offending category of medication that would lead to weight gain out there are the antidepressants. And not every antidepressant will have the same effect on each person, but if someone's listening right now and they've experienced weight gain in the months just after starting a new medication, they might want to go back to their healthcare provider and say, hey, you know what? I don't want to stop taking this because I know it's, I know it's something that I need, but, is there another one of these medications in this category that we could try that maybe isn't going to have this effect on causing me to gain weight?
Okay, so antidepressants, and there's many of those, Prozac and Xanax, and, I mean, there's so many of them nowadays.
Right, yeah, and actually that category you just mentioned, the Prozac, that's called an SSRI. We don't need to go into what that means, but Paxil's another one in that group. But there's a group of these antidepressants that have, it's kind of interesting, they have a benefit / side effect of it that affects histamine or acts like an antihistamine. And anytime people take antihistamine, so that would be another category, antihistamines can also be linked. More specifically, the antihistamine that's prescribed an awful lot, Allegra, has a strong effect on causing people to have weight gain when they're not really anticipating it.
Okay, so we've got our antihistamines, Allegra, we've got our antidepressants and our SSRIs. Now, what about things like prednisone? To me, that's one of the biggest kickers. Boy, you can watch somebody blow up like a balloon after they've been on, a couple of 100 milligrams there for some serious bowel obstruction or something. Speak about prednisone.
Yeah, prednisone is a steroidal anti-inflammatory. I think we hear about non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but this is a steroidal one. And not only does it cause weight gain through causing you to hold on to fluid, that's one of the side effects of it, but just the drug itself can literally just pack on the pounds and pack it on quickly.
So quickly.
So if this is within the first month, people can gain, 10 to 15 pounds. I mean, it's pretty significant. Part of that, again, is probably water gain, just because it causes your body to hold on to sodium. Your body holds on to sodium, you retain water, but it also can make you fatter. The longer you take this medication, the more likely you are going to, have problems with your weight. So if you're taking this, a lot of times people take it long-term for immune challenges, where they have an autoimmune disease. A good example would be a condition like rheumatoid arthritis. Someone might take prednisone for an extended period of time. If you just got exposed to poison ivy and your doctor, prescribed a 7-day course, this is not really going to have that effect on you. But if it's something that your doctor feels like you need to be on for an extended period of time, then weight is going to be an issue. Regretfully, there aren't a lot of replacement-type drugs for a drug like prednisone. So, you might have to start looking at other lifestyle choices to maybe cut back on calories, or there are even some supplements that might be able to help as well.
Yeah, it's sort of a wonder drug, and it makes you feel like Superman for just a little while, especially at the beginning if you're on high doses. But, boy, it sure does pack on the pounds and the bloat. What about birth control, speaking of bloat?
Yeah, birth control, and you know what? I actually go outside of even birth control. Hormone replacement therapy can have that, so especially for women who are doing hormone replacement therapy. Birth control pills, and I learned this back in pharmacy school back in the 80s, that, taking birth control pills, usually within a year to 3 years, women will notice they've probably gained anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds. Maybe you really haven't changed anything in your lifestyle, but, not realizing that when we take a drug, whatever it might be, that can have other physiological and biochemical effects on your body. And so birth control and even just some of the hormone replacement therapies that women would use will definitely, add to the weight. I mean, think about how many postmenopausal women using hormone replacement therapy, and they're going, I never really had a weight problem until I went through, you know, menopause, and thinking that it's just that shift, and it's probably more so the medications they're using instead.
Now, what about medications for blood pressure, David? Because there's, you know, Tenormin, Atenolol, there's the beta blockers. You know, people are on all kinds of things. And yep. Do these gain weight too?
Yeah, there are two main categories that I've seen the link to weight. You mentioned Tenormin, which is a beta blocker. But also there's another category that your doctor may prescribe called ACE inhibitors. Prinivil, Zestril, those are the trade name products that would fall into that. There are others as well. But beta blockers and ACE inhibitors also, you know, over time, if, again, with most of the drugs, it's, you know, you're not going to see a significant change, you know, in a week or two. It's probably going to be at least 30 to 60 days, or in some cases, you know, slow and steady over the, you know, a year to 3 years. But, you know, here's a drug you're taking to help lower your blood pressure, and obviously anybody that has high blood pressure, you know, that's a cardiovascular risk. Well, the last thing you want to do is increase your risk by gaining more weight as well. So, you know, again, there are other categories of meds that can be used even within that category of beta blocker. You know, but you definitely need to talk to your physician. You don't want to just stop these medications without, you know, finding something else alternative to use.
Now, speaking of weight gain and medications, insulin, you know, which regulates your hormones, regulates glucose in your bloodstream, meant to help you with a diabetic problem so that you don't gain weight, or, you know, diabetes, what a huge problem. But insulin can actually, obviously, help you gain weight.
Yeah, and actually, insulin and just the oral medications used for even type 2 diabetes, now we've seen a link. Actually, there was a study where people who were using insulin gained an average of like 11 pounds during the first 3 years of using insulin. So, yeah, it's kind of sad because being overweight is a major contributing factor to developing diabetes, mostly type 2 diabetes. But, and now here's the, you know, insulin, which your body naturally produces when that's used. And granted, when people use insulin, they're not always getting the exact dose that your body might have produced when it could, and that can lead to other health issues. And in this case, insulin's a hormone. We were talking about hormones just a minute ago. Anytime you mess with your hormones, you always have that chance of either losing weight or gaining weight. In this case, we're talking about gaining more weight, which is really a bad thing for someone with diabetes.
It really is. And what's your best advice? I mean, you can't tell your doctor, I'd like to go on something else, because, you know, that's really all there is.
Yeah,
but there's certainly lifestyle management.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's definitely things that we can do. I mean, you know, I rarely meet a diabetic that actually eats the way they should or even gets enough exercise. And exercise is one of the number one things someone with a blood sugar issue can do, because the more activity your muscle does, the more sugar your muscle's going to burn for energy. So, you know, getting more exercise is a critical thing. I mean, there's even supplements. Now I'm called the herbal pharmacist. I know people that consume a lot of starchy foods. Well, there's an ingredient that I recommend called Phase 2 that actually helps the body block the breakdown of starches into sugar. So if I'm struggling with sugar or even weight because I'm consuming a lot of starchy foods, I can throw in some Phase 2 into the meals that I'm eating those starchy foods and block up to 65% of the effect of it on my body. So, you know, I always say there's ways to fool Mother Nature. And in this case, you know, get more exercise, eat right. And if you're struggling with the foods you eat, you know, look for some supplements. Like, I mean, Phase 2 is it's scientifically backed. It's not like some, you know, magic pixie dust or anything like that. It works very well.
And with some of these, there certainly is, as we said, lifestyle management. And I learned long ago in grad school, exercise has an insulin-like effect. So you can, as David said, use exercise. And you can see more about him and his book, Four Pillars of Health, Heart Disease, at www.herbalpharmacist.com. And, of course, you can listen here at a Radio MD anytime on demand or on the go. Go ahead and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. We have so many great shows. Listen to them all. Scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.